Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is continuing today in Chapter 4 of Megillah, Mishneh Daled, Mishneh 4. We've been discussing reading the Megillah, reading the Torah and Haftorah generally. Yesterday we learned about Dvarim Shebekedusha, items that require 10 adult males to accomplish, and now we're back to reading the Torah. So Mishneh Daled, Mishneh 4, Korei B'Torah, one who's reading in the Torah, Lo Yivchot Mishlosh Psukim, can read no less than 3 psuki. We don't just go up there and read one sentence, you read at least 3. Lo yikre lemeturgeman yoter mepesuk echad. And he should not say to the translator, a turgeman is a fancy word for a translator, more than one pasuk, benavi shlosha. But if he's reading from the prophets, the Haftorah could say 3 to the translator. Now what's going on here? During the Babylonian exile, many of the Jewish people stopped speaking Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, as their regular everyday language. Lashon HaKodesh was used still for davening and learning Torah, but the common people were not very fluent with it after 70 years in exile. It is a similar concept to how many Jews started speaking Yiddish as the common language, even though they still did davening and learning in Hebrew, it was less fluent. So Ezra, the prophet Ezra, instituted that when they read the Torah publicly in Israel, they should also have a targum, a translation into Aramaic so people would understand it. So in the actual Chumash, the 5 books of Moses, the translation is very critical because we base so many of our laws on the Chumash itself. But in the Navi, where it's less practical, less hands-on, you could even have 3 verses at once, and the translator will translate into Aramaic 3 verses at a time. You may recall early in the Masechta, we were discussing reading the Megillah in other languages and reading scripture, translating scripture generally, and our sages frowned upon translations into Greek, and there was a whole episode with Ptolemy about that, but the Aramaic translation of scripture was authorized. It was composed with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration, to be accurate and to be an appropriate translation for people to use to understand. There's still to this day a custom when we're learning the Chumash, is to read every verse twice and also to read the Aramaic translation, the Targum Onkelos. The Mishnah goes on, Hayu Shloshton Shlosh Parshiot. If the 3 verses in the prophets were in 3 different paragraphs, Korin Echad Echad, we should read them one at a time. We don't want the translator to make mistakes if we're skipping around in different paragraphs. The Rav Bartner here brings an example in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 52. There's one paragraph, which is actually only one sentence. So if you're reading that in the middle, then by definition, he'd be in 3 different paragraphs. The Mishnah goes on, Medolgin b'Navi. We can skip around in the Navi, reading a Haftarah. Vein Medolgin b'Torah. We don't skip around in the Torah. And the Bartner points out something we might remember from Yuma, is that on Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, we just had this week, the Kohen Godol would pull out a Sefer Torah and read the readings about Yom Kippur. And he would actually read them in 2 different places, in Leviticus Vayikra chapter 16 and 23. And also a section in Chumash Pekudim, somewhere in Numbers, also about Yom Kippur. So the Bartner points out, if it's all the same topic, then it would be allowed to skip, as we do with the Kohen Gadol in the temple on Yom Kippur. When it's not necessarily the same topic, then we should not be skipping around. V'od kama hu medolag, until how far can you skip? Od kadesh lo yifsuk meturgeman, until the translator has finished translating that sentence. In other words, you can't skip ahead very far when you're reading from the Torah. Later on in Jewish history, there's a meturgeman that was used when a rabbi was giving a lecture to a large audience, and the meturgeman was an explainer, not really translating, but explaining, but also saying over in a very loud voice what the principal rabbi, the principal teacher, had said in a quiet voice. And to have a meturgeman appointed to be basically a human amplification system for a rabbi giving a drasha showed that rabbi was a greatly honored person. That's how this word meturgeman is used in Gemara in Talmudic times. Now on to Mishnah Hey Hamaftir Benavi, someone who reads the Haftorah, Hu Pores Al Shema. He is given the honor of reciting the Kriyat Shema on behalf of everyone else. You'd go in front of the Tzibor and say the blessings before and after Shema, and the Shema with everyone, who over Lifnei Ateva, and he's given the honor of going in front of the Ark, meaning doing all of the prayer service, the Shemon Esrei, the Amidah, the standing service in front of everyone as well. V'hu Nosei Et Kapav, and if he's a Kohen, he raises his hands in blessing. Now, obviously, if there are other Kohanim there, they can all recite the blessing, but if he's given a special honor, he can start saying the blessing first, or he can say it louder than everyone else. Sometimes you'll go to a shul, and one of the Kohanim is sort of more booming and more authoritative sounding than the other Kohanim, so maybe that's based on this Mishnah, or maybe he's just louder. So the idea behind giving the Haftorah reading, the Maftir guy, some extra honors is that the Haftorah, the Navi, it's not quite as holy as reading from the actual Torah. So nowadays, the practice really is to give the Haftorah guy an aliyah as well, the Maftir perhaps, sometimes as we have by Maftir Yonah, famously on Yom Kippur. But if not, then the custom was to give him some sort of honor. You'll see in some shuls, the same man who reads the Haftorah will lead the congregation in Musaf on Shabbos, for instance. Consult your local Orthodox rabbi for guidance on showing people the proper level of respect and giving everybody proper opportunities to take part in our wonderful tradition. Now the Mishnah concludes, Im haya katan, if it was someone who's underage, a minor who's reading the Haftorah, Aviv o rabo ovrin al yado, then these honors, such as saying the Shema for everybody or praying on behalf of everybody, is given to his father or his rabbi, those who are considered spiritually responsible for his education. Yasher kochachem and zeh gesund.